Police in Victoria are preparing a report for the coroner into dozens of suicides linked to alleged sexual abuse by the Catholic clergy. The long-running police investigation could lead to a coronial inquest that will look for systemic abuse issues within the Catholic Church. The police brief also means there's further pressure on the Victorian government to hold a wide-ranging inquiry into clergy abuse, as Liz Hobday reports.
Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Graham Ashton says a recommendation to the coroner on suicides linked to Catholic clergy abuse is not far away.
What we're doing at the moment is what we're examining, what's in those reports and whether they do link to systemic behaviour by the Catholic Church in that area. And if we do see that linkage, then we'll be asking the coroner to make an assessment on whether she needs to reopen.
But he says it's premature for police to say whether a broad-ranging coronial inquest is needed.
Well, we're not yet saying that we do need a coronial inquiry, but if we find that there are systemic links in deaths, no matter where they occur, if there are systemic links in deaths or there are broader issues that need to be fixed in relation to ensuring that further deaths don't occur, then it's our responsibility to make sure the coroner's aware of all those facts. So that's really what we're doing.
The ABC revealed last year that dozens of abuse victims in the Ballarat area had taken their own lives. And a wide-ranging report on child protection released earlier this year called for an inquiry into clergy abuse, and the government is considering the recommendation. And today, a report leaked to Fairfax newspapers detailed the police investigation that so far involves 40 cases of clergy abuse-related suicides. Graham Ashton says the Catholic Church has known of the problem for years.
The Church is aware of a range of sexual offending that's been going on for many years in relation to the conduct of members of the Church. There's no doubt about that.
The leaked police brief means there's now mounting pressure on the Victorian government to establish a formal inquiry. But the Victorian Premier, Ted Baillieu, says the government can't yet commit to that.
Well, the attorney is looking at this very carefully, and we have a group of senior ministers who are looking at these issues. There are a number of recommendations out of the Cummins inquiry, and we'll be dealing with those, and there will be some announcements about some of those quite shortly.
Victorian Greens MP Colleen Hartland says a royal commission is needed.
I was raised as a Catholic. I know the power of the priest, and I know I'm in my 50s, and I know that you never ever spoke against the priest. And so for people to even be coming out now and talking about these issues, it takes a lot of courage, and their courage should be, you know, matched by the state governments.
The Catholic Church has long had its own processes for dealing with sexual abuse cases at the hands of the clergy. But today, Graham Ashton also raised concerns about those.
They haven't refused our requests for information, and when we have gone to them for information, we'll get that information from the Church. So it's not fair to say that they have been holding things back in terms of things we've asked for, but we believe there's also an onus on the Church, when they see matters, to let us know about them, rather than wait for victims to come directly to us.
Lawyer Judy Courton has spent several years compiling her own evidence of cases of abuse victims who've committed suicide. She's among those calling for a government inquiry.
One of the problems we have with this very sad, shocking issue is we don't know the full extent of the number of suicides and premature deaths relating to a history of Catholic clergy sexual assaults and crimes. There are many, many parishes across the state of Victoria where paedophiles were routinely sent to. Sadly, the number of suicides hasn't necessarily stopped.
The Melbourne Archdiocese of the Catholic Church says it does not have information linking the suicides to clergy abuse because the cases in question happened outside the Archdiocese. It says information about suicides should go to the coroner. It also says the church encourages victims of clergy abuse to go to the police, but some of them don't want to.
Liz Hobday.